Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Physically sharing a table and eating with others creates a sense of community amongst coworkers while creating a collaborative environment with employees. It's a sign of a healthy home and can be equally indicative of a healthy workplace and a healthy church. In this week's episode of By Your Life, we talk about the benefits of coming together in community. Welcome to the 167th episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Huttman, and I know you have 100 different things you could be doing right now. So I thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. Our readings speak of the covenant between God and His people, both in the Old Testament and the New Covenant established by Christ. This Sunday, we celebrate the living sign of this covenant, the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. So, how do we relate what happens at every Mass to our daily work lives? In no way do I want to trivialize the significance of the Eucharist by making comparisons to our work. But I do think that knowing our human nature, Christ instituted the Eucharist for our benefit, and some of those same benefits can be extended to how we work, especially as employers and employees are considering what workplaces will be like post-COVID. In Sunday's Gospel account of the Last Supper, Christ's words in the institution narrative cannot be taken in merely a symbolic fashion. The Church has always taught that following the words of consecration, the bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of Christ. Christ's presence in the Eucharist is referred to as the real presence. The sacrifice Christ offered once for all on the cross remains ever present. With the real presence, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ is present in the Eucharistic celebration. So as people are vaccinated and returning to many pre-COVID activities, why aren't our churches returning to pre-COVID capacity? Transubstantiation, the belief that during Mass, the bread and wine used for communion become the body and blood of Jesus Christ, is central to the Catholic faith. The Eucharist is the source and summit of Christian life. Yet, a Pew Research Center study conducted in February of 2019 and released later that summer found that most self-described Catholics don't believe this core teaching. In fact, nearly 7 in 10 Catholics say they personally believe that during Mass, the bread and wine used in communion are symbols of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Just 1/3 of U.S. Catholics say they believe that during Catholic Mass, the bread and wine actually become the body and blood of Jesus. It's no wonder people are staying away. They don't know what they're missing. This is a problem for the church, a big problem. CEOs are facing similar problem as they consider whether and how workers should return to the office. Many who are considered essential workers have reported to their workplaces throughout the pandemic. But for many others, reporting to work meant finding a suitable place in their homes to conduct their business remotely. People did what they had to do, and according to a PwC survey, remote work has been an overwhelming success, both for employees and employers. In fact, 83% of employers say the shift to remote work has been successful for their company. If it's so successful, why are so many companies considering calling their employees back? I think it's the same reason the church is calling her people back. We are made for community, and there are benefits to being together physically. Companies who are requesting employees return to the office, at least on a hybrid basis, recognize the importance of their company culture to their success. Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon wrote to employees in the U.S. and U.K. that the bank wants them ready to return to the office by mid-June. He said, "We know from experience that our culture of collaboration, innovation, and apprenticeship thrives when our people come together, and we look forward to having more of our colleagues back in the office so that they can experience that once again on a regular basis." In an article in the Wall Street Journal, other bankers seem to agree. Jane Fraser, chief executive officer of Citigroup, said, "I certainly imagine everyone back in the office. I do think, from a cultural point of view, apprenticeship, and the sense of belonging, you are better together." Her thoughts were echoed by JPMorgan Chase & Company CEO Jamie Dimon. "There are huge weaknesses to the Zoom world. I mean, most of us learn by an apprenticeship system, by seeing mistakes, going on trips, how to handle a client, how do you handle the problem? It's hard to inculcate culture and character and all those things. It's very hard to build and develop deeper relationship on Zoom." Employers aren't the only ones who see benefits in returning to the office, although they view the benefits differently than their employees. According to the PwC survey, 87% of employees say the office is important for collaborating with team members and building relationships, which are their top-rated needs for being in the office. Yet, according to the same survey, over half of employees want to work remotely 3 days a week or more. Although they see the benefits of returning to the office, they aren't willing to give up the benefits of remote work. They desire their personal flexibility more. And this may be why people aren't returning to Mass. They view the benefit of participating in online Mass in their pajamas exceeds the benefit of sacramentally receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Eucharist. Sure, as Vinnie Flynn points out in his book, Seven Secrets of the Eucharist, St. Thomas Aquinas explains that a complete spiritual communion can take place when we are unable to receive sacramentally, because the effect of a sacrament can be secured if it is received by desire. So, we can receive the graces of the Eucharist by participating in the online celebration of the Mass, if we are spiritually disposed to receive these graces. St. Maximilian Kolbe said, "At times, spiritual communion brings the same graces as sacramental. But as Vinnie Flynn points out, Kolbe isn't talking about instead of, but in addition to. True spiritual communion is always an anticipation or an extension of a sacramental communion. Ideally, it is both. What's missing when we participate in the celebration of the Eucharist online is Christ's presence in the community of those who believe in Him, who are gathered for the Eucharistic celebration. As Christians come together in one place as a Eucharistic assembly, at its head is Christ Himself. Something is missing when people celebrate the Mass remotely. CEOs sense that something is missing when people collaborate remotely too. During the pandemic, they could rely on office cultures, their shared values, established practices, and unspoken rules formed over years of people interacting in person. When people don't have the opportunity to work together physically, to have in-person interactions and serendipitous encounters, it will be difficult to maintain a distinct culture over the long term. There is also great value in a shared meal in the workplace. When working remotely, employees miss out on the benefits of sharing a meal with their coworkers. According to a 2015 study published in the journal Human Performance and featured in the Harvard Business Review, when coworkers share a meal, it helps build camaraderie, fosters deeper work relationships, and boosts productivity. An article in U.S. News and World Report points out the benefits can extend beyond work groups because when they eat with someone from another department or grab coffee or tea, it is an important way to break down the silos that exist in an office. It can be a way to share different perspectives on company-wide goals or brainstorm solutions to challenges with someone from a different background who brings a different perspective. The act of physically sharing a table and eating with others creates a sense of community amongst coworkers while creating a collaborative environment with employees. It's a sign of a healthy home and can also be equally indicative of a healthy workplace and a healthy church. When we come together in church, we are not just sharing a meal. The Catechism says, "The church, which is the body of Christ, participates in the offering of her head." In the Eucharist, the sacrifice of Christ also becomes the sacrifice of the members of his body. The lives of the faithful, their praise, sufferings, prayer, and work are united with those of Christ and with his total offering, and so acquire new value. It is the unity of the mystical body, the Eucharist, that makes us the church. Those who receive the Eucharist are united more closely to Christ. Through it, Christ unites them to all the faithful in one body, the church. Communion renews, strengthens, and deepens this incorporation into the church that was already achieved by baptism. CEOs and our pastors are right to want us to come back. We are strengthened as community to fulfill our purposes when we come together physically. The technical capabilities that made remote work and virtual mass possible during the pandemic was a success. But the crisis is over, and it's time to return. It is time to rebuild relationships that, when workers are absent, can weaken over time. And as bodily nourishment restores lost strength, so the Eucharist strengthens our charity, which tends to be weakened in daily life. As Bishop Barron said, "In the Mass, God comes to meet us, to gather us, to speak his word, and to feed us. At every Mass, we gather from different places, backgrounds, and points of view, but all in peace. We sing together in the harmonious raising of voices in common praise. We lose this sense of community when we celebrate Mass online. It is time to come home. Let's ask God to help strengthen our communities at home, work, and at church. Heavenly Father, you made us in your image and likeness, and as such, we yearn for community. Help us to return to and build community where it has been weakened by this pandemic. Remove all obstacles that prevent us from fully participating with others at work and at church. Help us to adjust our habits and priorities to put your Son and his sacraments first so that we may be fruitful in our parish and at work, and we may glorify you by our lives. And may God bless you abundantly this week, and may you glorify the Lord by your life. If you like this episode, spread the word. You know what to do? Forward, share, or click to post. Also, check out the resources page on our website at buyerlife.com, where you can find a link to the books and other resources mentioned in this and other episodes of Buyer Life. And I'm always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback by leaving a comment.